We're gonna do the intro music.
Right at the end.
And a little jingle.
So this is episode number 7 of Band Jams. Really excited today for two reasons.
Okay.
Just personally speaking. We're going to talk about Ideal Festivals today.
Mm-hmm.
Really pumped for that. And we have Norman joining the group today. He's joining the company. He's joining the podcast. Really creative fellow. Got a lot of cool projects going. So we'll get to him in the introductions. Anyways, I'm Phil. And we're ready to go.
Awesome. This is Emily from Amnet, and we have a relatively, I guess, like, same size group as the last time, which is good because it's more than 4 people, so I think, like, we're on a roll.
Yes.
Here at Band Jams. Even, we try and welcome more and more people, so if you're in the office and you're a little, I guess, microphone shy, you can just come and sit in the corner and then pipe in when you have a strong opinion. We encourage that. Or if you just want to dive right in.
Yeah, or if you're super loud, yeah, come do that,
yeah,
too, and do that. Yeah.
Come battle it out here.
Yep.
But, yeah, we will be touching on our ideal dream festivals. We were going to cover that in the last episode, but we are trying to keep a shorter series going, so we will touch on that today. And then also what's current in Detroit and sporting/music event etiquette. It's the unspoken rule of how you should behave as a fellow event/concert.
That could start some
yes,
heated arguments.
Just to see.
Sure.
I mean, we kind of reflect on some experiences, but maybe think, you know, is there some sort of code that should be set up for, like,
yes,
how you behave at... I mean, I understand there's going to be, you know, all sorts of different experiences and genres and everything.
Yes.
But we will touch on that as
and
well.
And is there universal rules that we can all agree on,
mm-hmm,
right, to keep the peace or not?
Do we want
to
start with etiquette? Just, like, dive right in?
There is no code.
I feel like there's, like, a nonverbal code. Because I went to a punk show last week, Monday, and I was standing right behind the guy that started the mosh pit, and I knew the whole time that he was going to be the one that was going to start it. Like, I was standing right behind him, and it was a really, really crowded venue. Like, the floor was, like, bending, and it was a space for 80 people. There was 260, and we were just all, like, sweating. I was wearing light gray, and I just had, like, sweat stains on me within 10 minutes. But it was great. Great bands. They were all local. This guy's in front of me, and the way he's moving his head, I was like, oh, damn. Like, he's gonna be the one. Like, I just felt this energy. I was like, he's really gonna be the one. I was like watching his feet move, and then I was like, oh my, like, no one can move in that space. And then all of a sudden, like, his elbow goes into my stomach as he launches himself in, and he started the whole mosh pit. So then the bunch of us, like, moved out to allow this mosh mess to happen, and we were like the wall of the mosh pit. You know, like, not letting it go beyond those boundaries, but, like...
So the first rule is never wear light gray.
Never wear light gray to a quaint venue. You either wear... You just stick away from, like, heather tone colors, and you just do black.
Something solid,
yeah,
dark, and deep.
I'm going to add to that, don't wear light gray ever.
Oh, butter,
it's
wow,
in my color wheel.
Don't wear light gray.
Oh,
light gray.
I have gray from
back. I made the mistake of wearing light gray before on drugs on last Thursday, and it was not pretty sight.
Okay, there you go. So I think that's a good solid rule number one.
I was also at the war on drugs, but I couldn't see anything. Which brings me to the other concert etiquette. As someone that's short, it's not a crime if you're tall, obviously, you can't help that. But if I'm there first, I've already created my window between two people to see. You don't just go right in front of someone and stand in front of them and just stay there. That is so rude.
Make sure everyone has
their window.
So you
don't squeeze in through people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but is
there... Be aware of your surroundings.
Like, spatially, is there, like, can you have 2 or 3 feet in front of you? Like, what if you're standing 6 feet back from the next group of people and someone can come in and say...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right.
But
if you're, like, this
there
close,
was someone,
yeah,
like, directly...
2 feet away, 3 feet away.
A person's
like, don't mess with the window.
Yeah, there was someone directly in front of me and these two people just squeezed in right in front of me when, like, it was clear that, like, I don't know, this is kind of my space.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say at least one arm's
and
length.
I was not near
one
the front.
I like
so
that.
Of the tall
length
person.
Yeah.
Yes.
The tall person's arms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. arm's length. It's slightly, it feels a little bit like wishful thinking to me, because when you get in there, everybody's pushing everyone. It's a great rule.
I was already not even near the front. I was already towards the back. I don't think I've ever seen a concert in my life.
Oh, no.
Good thing you all need to hear it.
So we have clothing. Apparently, don't wear heavy gray ever.
Ever.
Know when
just
to like.
Turns the dark gray.
That's true. Be fine. You gotta really sweat if you're gonna do it.
At least my friend wasn't like, "Oh, I didn't know you were wearing tie dye." I'd be like, "It's not."
Gray zebra print.
Oh, gross. And then we also have height etiquette.
Yeah.
Just spatial etiquette.
Well, there was something else in your store. There was another rule there. I don't know where.
Well, we have like the mosh pitter.
Yeah,
and, like,
so you move to the wall.
It's like the nonverbal thing where it's like you just let the, it's kind of like when a kid throws a tantrum. Sometimes you just let them do their thing for a minute. It's, you just kind of like expand out.
And then you expand back in when it's over.
Exactly. Yes. Fluctuating. Kind of looks like a marching band for me. I do. But yeah, do we have any, I guess, etiquette on, I don't know if there can be an etiquette on this, but I guess PDA. In a concert venue, when someone's like right up by you, and there's one couple that's like having their moment, but no one else is in the entire place. Is there an etiquette for that? Where like you're a community, or is that just being way too picky? Where you're like, all right, even the artist is like, you two having fun over there.
I mean, you can't really gauge that. I mean, because I'm sure most people don't go to concerts with the intention of making out in front of everyone. I feel like, you know, you're in this space, you're happy, you're listening to music, you're probably drinking, you know, like your true self comes out when you're drinking. So if you're like a touchy-feely person, then you're just going to go for it, I guess. But
so you join in on the fun.
Let's not do that.
You're drinking, your true self comes out, you know.
I just let people have their moment, you know.
I think some people are maybe just like feeling the music too. They're like, oh, this is my song.
Yeah,
you know, you get caught up in their eyes. This has never happened to me before. I've seen the eyes and where this is going. But it could be the moment, the song, you know? You're caught up a bit. So.
That's true, so you can't really set a rule then.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you are there because you like the artist, you like their music. Yes. So as soon as your song comes on, I know I get a little like overexcited when my favorite song by that artist comes on, and I'm like, okay, I guess. Maybe we should make out now. Like, I don't know. And everyone has the same reaction, but yeah.
I feel like as onlookers, just kind of let people have their moment, because you always want to avoid confrontation, especially in like a large setting like that, because you don't know what other people's mindsets are and what their alcohol levels are, and you just don't want to start a gang fight. Because somebody's making out and you don't want to see it, you know? Let them be.
I feel like it's like a party where the longer the event has gone on, the more appropriate it is to start macking.
I like that. Yeah, almost like there's a time like past 11 or something.
Like we all kind of have to warm up together as a community.
Like when your shoes start to like get that stickiness from the beer on the cement floor, then you're like, all right, it's time.
When your heavy gray shirt starts to turn tie-dye.
Yeah.
No heels.
That was 10 minutes.
Yeah. No high heels.
No high heels.
No high heels.
So like, is there a true like dress code then for like etiquette
comfortable
that might affect other people? Yeah.
Well,
deodorant.
Wait.
What about wearing the shirt of the band to the concert?
Does it matter whether
it
you
used
just
to be a
bought
rule
it?
When I was coming up, that was a big rule. You never.
Is there
that.
A difference though? Like if you just bought it at the merch table and you like put it on over your clothes as you're watching the concert?
Good.
Okay.
Why can't you wear it?
That used to be a rule. I think it was just not cool.
Shame.
It just seemed like it was not.
Like you're too excited.
Like you're overly excited for that show.
Oh, you're that guy.
I am.
Usually people are like, oh, I'll wear a shirt of a band that's kind of like this.
Yes.
Same genre. That
yes.
Because like,
I listen
okay.
to a wide variety of music.
How can I communicate my cultural adjacency to this band without showing too much investment?
Yeah.
I have a huge superstition, though, that I can't listen to the artist the day of a concert.
From that too.
So I just can't do it, because then I'll get into like one song and then they don't play it and I'll get upset. And that's just like my
one
big superstition for concerts.
That's really hard to like hold yourself back from too, because I feel like whenever there's a concert that I well know in advance that I'm stoked for, I will make a whole playlist of everything.
That's
like,
what I do.
So even if it's just like their entire discography, but that way when I'm driving, I can like, you know, get, I have like a month or like 2 weeks to be like, all right, I need to know the entire Dave Matthews Band discography.
Shouldn't you already?
I mean, it's hard because then there's like five different live versions of the same song. Like, are they playing The Weeknd on the Rocks, Louisiana Bayou, or are they playing the different Louisiana Bayou? Is it Radio City or Las Vegas? Like, it's
that's
a whole
true.
Thing.
It's like going to a Jack Johnson show. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
So you only have like two albums. I only thought you had like two or three albums.
A lot of remixes, but he does it in different languages.
Okay. I was gonna say, like, Jack Johnson has remixes. How many banana pancakes renditions can you have?
Have you heard the Diplo version of banana pancakes?
Oh my gosh. Now, is there. Now, I know with different college settings, maybe, if you went to like a basketball game or a football game, there are certain areas where people are encouraged to sit where they're from the opposing team. Do you think that there's a sporting event etiquette, or is it just kind of like, you do you, don't be a jerk?
Just in general, don't be a jerk?
Like, don't be a jerk. Like, don't get too drunk and, like, too, like, yelling at, like, the 10-year-old fan in front of you level jerk.
I think that's a good standard.
Yeah, I think that's a good standard for a normal concert and for sporting. It's, like, have fun, but kind of let everyone else have fun, too. Don't ruin their time.
If you're going to a DCFC game right before you walk up to the stands on the crazy side, there's, like, a big poster that's, like, these are some things you can expect, and they lay out some etiquette guidelines, and one of them is just, like, don't be that guy. And I feel like that's a good...
Everybody knows what that is.
Okay.
Yeah,
I went to a game yesterday, FC game, and yesterday was my first time sitting on the, I guess, like, opposing side. Is anybody in that game? I don't know. Either way.
That's the family side.
That's the family, right, okay. I realized, because, like, there's a lady, like, breastfeeding next to me. I was like, okay, this is happening. And, like, I was like, but no one's yelling at me, so we're good. This is actually pretty nice. This is very laid back. So I realized pretty soon afterwards, like, this, there is a relaxed area, there's a family area, and then there's an area where people can liven up. So I don't know if they have that separation in a lot of sporting events. I think they should, though, because, you know, some days I feel like being on the crazy side, and sometimes I...
Sometimes you don't want the families with the crazies because they just shouldn't.
I can imagine that baby breastfeeding on the other side over there. There was like,
I mean, there
smoke
might be some people
going
that
on.
Are like, yeah, just, yeah, really.
I guess it's easier in college because there's like a clear kind of student section where everyone's crazy, and then the rest of the stadium.
Yeah. Like, what do you think about places like the Big House where it's like, it's much, much larger? And even some grown men are more intense than the students. Like, is there a defined section for that? To kind of be like, here's the crazy section, and here's, like, the normal section. I've never been to the Big House.
I don't go to
enough
sports
games.
Do they have that at hockey? Are there sections where people are crazier than others, or...
Not really. I mean, you can have people right up against the glass that are just there because their daddy bought them tickets and they're wearing a jersey they got that day. Or you could have people that are, like, intense fans that are, you know, there and, like, banging on the glass and someone gets checked. I mean, it just...
I would say, like, the closer the people are to the glass, or the more they're willing to pay, is the crazier they're going to be, probably. So,
well, yeah.
I'd say, like, go as far back as you possibly can, and then maybe, like, the calm section.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, you know, they're not too invested, they're spending like, $200 on their ticket, so... But those people are bound to be a little... Yeah, you know, they're definitely invested. They spent a lot of money on their tickets, so...
That's true, but then you have the people all the way in the back that...
Like, wanted to be there.
Tickets.
There's a few of them, yeah.
I am one of those nosebleed crazies that if I'm at a Wings game, I'm the person who's like, I have my stance where it's like Carhartt hat on, Datsyuk jersey, beer. I only would buy beer if it was a hockey game. Like, that's the only time I will ever go out to, like, buy a beer. And I'm like this, because you're in the nosebleeds, and you're looking straight down. So
like, describe your, because, you know, the listeners
don't.
All right,
so you're, like, hunched over. You got, like, your elbows on your knees, like, you're about to do some sort of, like, squatting position. And you're, like, on the edge of your seat. And you don't need that cup holder, because it's, like, it's in your hand, and you already drank half of it at least before the first period started. So you don't have to worry about spilling. But, and then there's going to be lots of yelling.
Yeah, it's well thought out for your hardcore fans.
So we have don't wear gray, use deodorant, and respect height and space boundaries.
Yeah. And last one, in my opinion, would be cell phone use. Kind of limit it. If you want to take a couple of pictures, that's fine, or like a short video, but
don't let Snapchat.
Don't do the entire concert. Like, why would you go to a concert if you're going to watch the entire thing from your cell phone?
Well, a lot of venues now are making people lock up their cell phones.
That's true.
Before they come in because they don't want them posting the videos or snippets of it on YouTube because it's like, you know, like I went to see Dave Chappelle and not allowed. We left our phones in the car and the people that brought their phones, they locked them up in this little pouch because it's like, you know, this is like a show that I'm putting on. I don't want you guys putting it on YouTube and letting other people watch it for free. You know what I mean? Like, this is...
Plus, too, less distraction. Like, you're here and now. Like, let yourself have the genuine reaction.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think that is kind of obnoxious from a fan perspective. I'm not the one that goes and, like, posts everything on their phone at a concert. Like, maybe posted 3 Snapchats my entire Coachella trip. But from, like, the digital age, like, it's something artists just need to get used to. Like, I'm sorry, that's just, like, something that they need to get used to.
It's a new social norm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exposure for them, but I did hear it put once, like, hey, it's very distracting for them to constantly see flashes going on while they're performing, and, you know, so I think that's one aspect of it bothering them, but also, I mean, they do get all this, like, free exposure, and I've gone on YouTube a couple times to like preview what I'm about to buy a ticket to, and I'm like, oh, they're pretty good. That actually sounds decent.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's artists now that will embrace it. Like, I've seen Logic will take phones and take a phone from someone in the audience, take pictures with it of himself or while he's rapping or something like that. So they're kind of embracing it.
I think maybe it depends on the use because it can become distracting to everyone around you if you're just doing
if you're like
entire time
standing room only show.
So it's kind of like just. That can be kind of obnoxious too.
So is the rule like there's a limit?
I mean, like, sure, use your phone, but maybe like don't use it the entire time. I don't know.
Have an undigitized experience as much as possible.
Yeah.
I've heard for comedy shows it's more strictly enforced too because like the nature of that act, they're a lot more like short segment bits, and there have been a lot of problems of jokes getting stolen when people film like little bits of people.
I've also learned that a lot of comedians, if you are going to pull out your phone, they will just rip you a new one.
True.
So it's either you pull out your phone and you record a joke.
Can't see me.
Your self-esteem just plummets, or you just keep your phone in your pocket.
I guess if someone does use flash, that can also be more distracting than if they're just taking a normal photo.
It's true. No flash.
Flash is distracting for the performer, and I think the screen on the back end is just distracting for everyone else around you.
I would see
levels, like a Broadway show or any other type of show that's not like necessarily a live performance or concert with like flashlights everywhere. It's more like serene, it's more calm, you know what I mean? You're supposed to enjoy it a little bit more. And then there's also like that factor that, hey, you don't want people to steal your jokes or you don't want them to be passed around. Same thing for a magic show, I think you can't film it for obvious reasons. But
I saw She and Him, I don't know, long time ago, and Zooey Deschanel called out everyone in the audience for using their flash. She was really passive aggressive about it, but she was like, hey, so you know, like on your phone, there's a section where it says flash or no flash. Well, can you please hit the no flash?
Be more brave with that aspect. All right, so we have a couple minutes left here. Did anyone come up with their ideal or dream festival? Or can think of, like, what would your lineup be? Like, where would you want the venue or space to be? Small, large, anything. Just what would be your ideal? Don't care about other people. Like, what would you want to experience?
Led Zeppelin, doesn't matter if it's the original drummer or his son, because they're both great. Daft Punk, just because I've never seen them and they're absolutely incredible live. And then perfectly okay with me.
And then that's it. It's only 2 headlining acts. That's the whole show.
So it's like Daft Zeppelin.
Yeah, Daft Zeppelin.
Or like Led Punk.
And then like a remix of the 2 together. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, those two artists I'd probably pay a fortune for.
That would be really cool. I can imagine like Daft Punk trying to do some sort of like on like jam session with Zeppelin remixing their stuff. Anyone else? Who would you want, dead or alive? Like, what would be your ideal festival?
Michael Jackson. Yeah. All day. I don't need nobody else.
Could it just be like he was the headliner and then he had just like a bunch of supporting acts like for opening and everything? Like, not much of a, I mean, still a festival. Like, what, where would you want it to be?
Personal show. So I used to, when I was in college, they used to do a lot of, they don't do too much anymore, but used to do a lot of concerts and like Greek step shows in Hart Plaza in the pit down there. Mm. And it was just like, outside of it just being hot and just the sun beaming on you, but I felt like it was like the perfect setting because you can see like really well from like anywhere, and there if you're like down on the ground, you're up close, you're up in the back. So I think that's like, I like outdoor venues. So I mean, I would say, yeah, if Michael Jackson were alive and still in his prime, yeah, downtown here. As far as supporting acts or openers, I just don't know. It, like any early 90s, late 80s R&B hip hop artists. Mm.
You have to have like no boundaries to go to one of his concerts. Have you seen any of the footage from his like in like the 90s? I used to watch him as a kid.
Like I would probably pass out in the first 5 seconds.
They were passing out crying. He had the craziest fans I've ever seen at a concert.
Seriously.
Like, so like, I have the requirement that there'd be like some sort of like, you know, that squishy stuff at playgrounds, like padding on the ground. So like to prepare the audience when they're all just like dropping like flies.
They're true.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have like so many like DVDs of like his concerts at home, and like I watch them some days just for the comic relief because there are literally like grown men crying and passing out. Like I understand the girls because it's just like that, you know, it's my crush, you know, all that, but like men, like you look manly.
I saw Bobby Builder pass out, okay?
Like seriously, it's hilarious, but hey, I get it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Dirty Diana.
Most of them pass out during that time.
Yeah.
Alright, so does anyone have any more? Are you still? I personally don't, because I've never been to a music festival. I've been to my fair share of shows, but I've never. I want to go to MoPop this year, even though I'm only interested in maybe 5 bands. I think it's a pretty slim pickin' as far as the lineup goes, but I don't know. I have some friends that are playing in it, and I've never experienced festival life, so I don't know how to. It's one of those things where I say, like, if you don't vote, you don't have an opinion. So I'm like, I've never been to a festival. I don't feel like I could have an opinion on them.
You should go to Movement next year.
Shaking his head in the corner.
You should go to MoPop.
I don't know, like, out of all the trash that I saw on the sidewalk, like, the week after from the parking garage.
That's because they're saying there were, like, so many after parties, like, everywhere.
It was this year.
I don't think it's my crowd.
How many DJs there were here this year, and there were so many, like, after parties for the Movements. You could literally not pay a dime and go around the city, like, after a Movement was over and get just a whole concert for next to nothing if you had to pay anything. I went to, like, a few, like, 3 different after parties, and I spent all of, like, $30. Must have been included like a free beer. It was kind of fun. It was actually a lot more fun than standing out. It was hot.
That's exactly what I did this year too. I just went down to after parties.
Is there like a festival for introverts besides Burning Man?
Burning Man is not an introverted festival.
I feel like it's more of an opportunity that if you are introverted that you don't have to like socialize.
Well, you'll go introverted, but you'll leave extroverted.
True. Very true. But at least you'd be going, like, you'd start out comfortable, and then it would just kind of progress or egress.
Honestly, MoPop's pretty chill. I don't know how to, like, describe it in another way. It's, like, really...
It's pretty laid back.
Yeah. And the crowd is actually really nice. Having experience on multiple other festivals, the MoPop crowd is probably one of my favorites.
I have to check that out.
Well, there you go.
If anyone goes to MoPop in the office and they just want to give us their experience after,
Yeah, it's coming up, right?
July 28th.
Okay,
end of the month. So in August, we can focus on like a little Mopop recap if anyone goes. And then we'll see if you've come up with any more details for your Michael Jackson festival logistics. And
you could have Michael Jackson holograms as backup dancers.
So it's just Michael everywhere. Awesome. Everywhere.
All things I should have went to the Janet concert last year. They had a Groupon for like $45. And I was like,
That's a good deal.
I know. And I'm like, I was kicking myself because I didn't get it. Yeah. I was kicking myself, but hey.
All right. There we go. That was episode 7. So if you would like to, if you're listening to this and you are not on the Dan Jams email list, feel free to shoot a message to Herbert Taylor at Dempsey Regis.
Yeah.
Or myself, Emily Myers. That's with an extra E.
I have something before we go. We have multiple events coming up. We have this Friday, the Bowl for Kids Sick. Thunderbolt Lanes in Allen Park.
Yes, please register your teams. Let's raise some money for the kids.
Yes, because we love the kids. We have a potential ice cream social coming up, and we have a Crown Royal CSR initiative where we're going to be sending some supplies and snacks to the troops and the military. Mm-hmm. And you also have the Dan Summer Olympics. The date for that is August 30th. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out for communications on that.
Lots of ways to get involved.
Yes, it is.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it for this one. See you next time.